Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Today is International Nurses Day. It's observed around the world with this year's theme being Our Nurses, Our Future, and that is to highlight the critical role that nurses play in healthcare. And certainly we saw that over the last couple of years, the nurses being one of the frontline workers in the pandemic, highlighting the incredible sacrifice and commitment. Lizeth Kruger is a Dis-Chem International Clinical Executive. Lizeth, a very good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. No, I'm fine. Thank you. Thank you for having me on your show. It's really a privilege.
So what's interesting as well is I've started hearing more and more anecdotally people saying, you know, I'm not feeling well. I'm just going to pop down to one of the nurses at Dis-Chem. So it's become very much actually part of almost like the first contact that people have with medical care, and it's very accessible. Is this a shift? Has this changed over the last couple of years?
So thank you for it's so nice to hear that people actually, that it's changing, because we really in the private sector, we made it a effort to change that view that actually the nurse is the entry level of medical care. And more cost effective, nurses got much more patients, and they do have, you know, the knowledge to do a thorough examination and do health education with the patient. Absolutely. So in the government sector, it's not a new thing. It's been like that for many years. And some South Africans only have access to a nursing practitioner in the healthcare sector. So, yes, in the private sector, we changed the view, and I really do think that, you know, the nurse's importance is now at the forefront of everybody's mind, definitely.
One of the challenges, and to something we've spoken about many times, certainly on this show, is maybe the way in which the nurses, and it's around the world, I believe, aren't remunerated very, very well. It's a thankless job physically and emotionally. It really does take a very, very special person to choose this vocation in life.
Yeah, that's very true. And like you said, the theme for this year, Our Nurses, Our Future, we really hope that nurses will firstly stand together as the nursing community, to influence, the policy makers, the public, the people that makes decision, decisions in terms of delivering and the finances of the healthcare, that we can really influence us in a more positive way, definitely.
Was there a shift during and after COVID where the role of nurses became much more prominent?
I do think, I definitely think that, you know, with the pandemic, people saw the value of the nursing practitioners being at the forefront of the pandemic and assisting patients. So I do think there was a lot of challenges, and you know what, it's been a crazy time, and everybody thought the pandemic is over, then we still face it. So, but I do think people acknowledged nurses more. I do think they appreciated nurses more. So I do think it's a start in a good and a positive direction, definitely.
Is there a tremendous shortage of nurses in South Africa? What is the situation here?
Unfortunately, yes. So that is a risk. I'm going to be honest with you. It's a huge risk. We as nurses, and I always tell the nurses in this scheme, we have to be shout, go and study nursing.
Yeah.
But for 2 years, there was almost no nursing practitioners. I mean, I saw stats this morning, and it's really bad. I mean, it dropped just to give you an idea. In Gauteng, in 2015, we had about almost 3,000 nursing students, you know, starting nursing and finishing their degree after 3 to 4 years. And now it dropped to 2018, it dropped to under 500.
Oh, my
God. So we unfortunately are a bit in a situation. We really try to, get people to study nurses. The scheme itself are sponsoring and supporting and give bursaries to nursing students so to ensure that they finish their studies so that they can get into the healthcare sector. But it is a risk. And, you know, the experienced nurses, they are scarce. So they unfortunately get very good positions outside of South Africa.
Yeah.
That's also a huge risk.
Also a danger, yeah. How does one go about studying nursing? What are the options?
So, I mean, it's like any other tertiary, education. You have to apply at university. There's a couple of universities that offer the nursing degree. It's University of Pretoria, it's WITS, TUT, Nelson Mandela Bay, right. Cape Town, Stellenbosch. So there's a Kofsis at Bloemfontein.
Right.
So you apply for the nursing degree as any other degree. And then you accept it. Unfortunately, they also just take in a certain amount of nursing practitioners or nursing students. Yeah, so that's how you apply.
Very, very important that we acknowledge this. And Lizeth Kruger, Dis-Chem National Clinic Executive, thank you for chatting to us and thank you for all the incredible work that you and fellow nurses are doing.